But we're going to spend just a few minutes thinking about that story, that true story of Jesus meeting with Zacchaeus. And I want to ask the question, why is Jesus so special? Why is Jesus so special? Now, in preparing for the service this week, I learned something I didn't know before, which was that Boys Brigade and Girls Brigade have a motto. And I didn't know what the motto was, but I learned it. Now, this is the Boys Brigade motto, sure and steadfast, and this is a Girls Brigade motto, to seek, serve, and follow Jesus Christ. And when I saw that motto, I asked the question, why would someone want to seek, serve, and follow the Lord Jesus? What is it about him that makes him so special? If you think back to what happened with Zacchaeus, Zacchaeus clearly thought Jesus was really special because he climbed up in a tree to see him. And you don't just climb up a tree to see anyone, do you? It's got to be someone really special to want to see them. So I want to just point out three really quick things about Jesus that we see in that story that show us just how special he is. And the first is this. Jesus comes to people who don't deserve him. Jesus comes to people who don't deserve him. Now, boys and girls, I want to ask you a question. Do you think that Zacchaeus had any friends? Put your hand up. What do you think? If he was a greedy tax collector, do you think he had any friends? Ethan? Absolutely. He didn't have any friends because he cheated people out of money. He lied. Not least, it would be not have friends. He wouldn't have friends if he was just a tax collector, because people don't tend to like tax collectors. But even more so, because he was a tax collector who cheated, he didn't have any friends. Now, just think about that. What would life be like without any friends? It wouldn't be very nice, would it? Life without friends. So, when Jesus looks up at Zacchaeus in the tree, and he says that he's coming to stay at his house, that was really, really amazing. In fact, it was shocking. And the people who were there seeing it happen weren't very pleased. And they weren't pleased because they thought that Jesus shouldn't go to Zacchaeus' house. They thought that Zacchaeus didn't deserve Jesus to come to his house. They thought, well, surely Jesus should come to our house because we deserve Jesus to come to our house. We're better than Zacchaeus. But the thing is this. Jesus didn't come to people who deserved him. He came to people who didn't deserve him. And that is great news. Because actually, there's no one who is able to say that they deserve Jesus to come to their house. There's none of us who deserve to say that we could say we deserve a relationship with the Lord Jesus. And in fact, if we think we do deserve it, we're probably fooling ourselves. Because we don't see just how bad we really are. And that's great news for all of us, because if we're honest about ourselves, we are in lots of ways like Zacchaeus. We might look okay on the outside to people, but on the inside we know that there's something really wrong with us. We're bad. We're not the people we should be. We're not half as good as others think we are, and we're not half as good as we look on the outside. So what makes Jesus so special and what makes Jesus worth seeking, serving and following is that he is a person who comes to people who don't deserve him. But then we've got to ask the question, what does he do for those people? And what he does is this, and it's the second thing. Jesus offers something that money cannot buy. Jesus offers something that money cannot buy. Now if you remember, Zacchaeus wasn't just a normal tax collector. He was a chief tax collector. Now, what do you think the chief tax collector did? What would you do if you were the chief tax collector? I want to have a guess. Well, if you're the chief, go on then, Noah. You took the most money. Yes, he did. That's right. Because he had lots of other tax collectors he was in charge of. So they would go out and take money off people, and then they'd feed it up to him. So he would have loads and loads of money. In fact, I imagine if Zacchaeus had lived in our day, he'd have driven a BMW. That would have been his car. He'd have dressed in the best designer clothes. He'd have owned the latest mobile phone. He'd have had his own tablet. And he'd had all the food that money could buy. He'd have had everything he wanted. But there was something he didn't have, and it was something that money couldn't buy. And that was why he came to see the Lord Jesus. Now, Jesus didn't go around offering money, did he? He didn't offer things, but he offered something else that was more valuable than that. Because when someone came to meet with Jesus and to trust in Jesus, they received salvation. Now, understanding what that word means is difficult because we don't use it very much, but salvation has to do with being rescued. And although Zacchaeus had lots of money and lots of things, he didn't know God. In fact, he was a long way from God, and he knew it. He'd broken God's laws because he cheated and he's lied and he'd abused his position. And what made Jesus so attractive to Zacchaeus that he wanted to get into a tree to see him was that he offered that chance of rescue, that chance of salvation. Now, it might be that we are a bit like Zacchaeus. Maybe we have everything that we want or need. We have a good job. We have a nice car. We have the ideal house. We have a happy life. But deep down, that we know there's something missing. And it's something that money can't buy. We know that we need rescue because we're far from God. And Jesus comes and he offers that thing that money can't buy, that rescue, that right relationship with God, such that when we trust in him, we're rescued. And that makes Jesus so special, someone worth seeking, serving, and following. So Jesus is worth seeking, serving, and following. He's special because he comes to people who don't deserve him. He offers something money can't buy. And then lastly, he brings real change in our lives. There is a massive change in Zacchaeus' life when he's met with Jesus. How would you describe Zacchaeus before he meets Jesus? What words would you use to describe him? Put your hand up. What word would you use? Selfish. That's a great word. Yes. Any other words you might use to describe him? Any other words? Noah? Mean. He's mean. And he's greedy. And he lies, doesn't he, as well? Now, how would you describe Zacchaeus after he's met Jesus when he leaves? Yes. He's kind, yes. What else would you say? How else would you describe him? We'll go over here again. Yeah, he's generous. Yeah. So having met with Jesus and spoken with him, there's a huge change in Zacchaeus. He gives away half everything he has, and you all got the benefits of that, didn't you? He gives back 4 times of everything he's stolen, and I got the benefit of that. Now, my question is this. How does someone change like that? It doesn't happen after you have a quick talk with someone, even for a few hours. I mean, could you talk your friend into giving away half everything they have? Could you do that? I don't think I could. Something really amazing has happened when he's met with Jesus. And I'm going to tell you what it is. You see, Jesus has reached into Zacchaeus' heart, and his heart has been changed, such that he's become a new person on the inside by trusting in Jesus. And because he's a new person on the inside, the outside changes too. Now, if that's possible, that's really attractive, isn't it? Because we all know that we need real change. If you could change one thing about yourself, I wonder what it would be. Just one thing. Probably our first thought would be something to do with our bodies. And we'd like to lose a bit of weight or change a way a bit of our body looks. But actually, we start to think about it. If you could change one thing, it probably wouldn't be something in your body, because what really concerns us, ultimately, when we think about ourselves, it's not the things on the outside, it's the things on the inside, isn't it? It's the thoughts that go through our mind that we know are wrong. It's the words that come out of our mouths that we think, where did that come from? It's the things that we worry about that we think, why do we worry about those things? And Jesus offers a real change on the inside when we come to trust him. And it's a change that flows into the outside. And that change comes when we do what Zacchaeus did. When we trust in Jesus and receive him, when we receive his salvation that he offers that we can't buy and that we don't deserve, then real change comes. So that is why Jesus is so special, and that's why he's worth following. He comes to people who don't deserve him, he offers something money can't buy, and he brings real change in our lives.